There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day, so if you live near the beach, go down the beach, the lakes, and if you're a real gardener, then get in that garden and keep pushing the plants. You know, it's everybody thinks that when the holiday gets here, that the season is over. It's not. And this is a great time to start a new lawn. It's a great time to go into the flower beds and feed them so they continue to produce beautiful flowers to feed your vegetable garden, because they're going to continue to produce until you get a frost. So to try and give you some ideas what your fertilizer will do, we have Ann Malloy. She is from Neptune's Harvest, a fantastic gardener, and her family have been working together for many years to blend the Neptune Harvest variety of plant fertilizers and crab shells and things like that to keep your garden organic and to give it everything that it needs to produce a quality crop. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Are you going to work in the garden or are you going to the beach?
I may do a little of both, but I've been out here deadheading my flowers this morning, and they're still beautiful, so it's real nice to enjoy them.
Great. Now, how long should people, if they have perennials, how long should they be feeding them with the Neptune's Harvest?
You know, right up until they frost, and that's it for the year, because you can really milk the season and keep them going and looking beautiful. Just, you know, a little bit of fertilizer goes a long way.
It really does. And in the vegetable garden, how about that? Will that extend the season and, you know, continue to give us good produce?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that their tomatoes have the blight, or they're getting yellow on the bottom and they're, you know, not producing as much. But if you put a little crab shell down around them, you'll extend them. They'll green right back up in no time, and you can really extend the season with those too and get a lot more fruit off of them.
Now, I know you sell a lot of ground-up crab shell. Could you explain to our listeners why ground-up crab shell will make your garden grow better and solve a lot of problems? What's in the crab shell?
So the NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, is a 230, but it has calcium, 23% calcium, 1.3 magnesium, and these trace minerals and other things. So that really helps. And the bigger chunks break down slow over time. So if you till it in your soil before you plant, or even scratch it around existing plants the best you can, it's a natural slow release. So if you don't remember to go out there with your fish and seaweed every week, you've got this added benefit of everything in the soil keeping everything looking good. The other thing is it's high in something called chitin. It's spelled C-H-I-T-I-N, but it's pronounced chitin. And that builds chitin-eating bacteria in the soil. So things that are chitin-based in structure will get eaten. So that includes root nematodes, grubs, ants, and fungus. So it gives you a lot of, you know, insecticide properties, too. And then high calcium helps choke out weeds because the weeds don't like the calcium. And the roughness of the shell keeps things like slugs from crawling across or voles or moles or little critters from digging things up. So it really has so much benefit. It's a great product.
Now, if, you know, a lot of people have hosta, and the slugs and the snails just devour that plant. Can they take a handful of the crab shell and make like a ring around the hosta plant to prevent?
Yep, we've had a ton of people tell us that really works fantastic. So it's definitely worth trying for that.
Wonderful. And I know that all of the calcium that's found in it, you were mentioning blossom end rot on tomatoes. By adding that crab shell to your soil, it will eliminate that brown rotted spot on the bottom of your tomato plants, and which eventually consumes the whole tomato, making it worthless. And you've worked so hard for that first tomato, and then you can't eat it; you got to throw it away.
No, it really helps with that, and also black spot on roses is another one that really shines on that too.
So, for black spot on roses, how would you use it, Anne?
So, any existing rose bush, you definitely want to till it in as deep as you can into the soil. But anything that's existing, you just scratch it around the surface the best you can with a little hand rake or any rake you can get in there, and just rake it in the best you can around the plant.
And then it will break down, and it will help to fight off black spot on roses.
Yep.
Wow. So it will, so it's a good organic way of controlling insects and diseases and feeding your plants at the same time. And I don't know of any other company in this country that sells crab shell other than you. So you've got to be doing something right.
Yeah. It's really good for lawns, too, because of the grubs and also... we have a picture on our website, but it's my brother and my sister-in-law's yard, and she had a little crab shell. It was like October, and she just wanted to get rid of it. So she really haphazardly went with her spreader across the yard just to get rid of it, one of those little push-behind spreaders. And you could see exactly where she went and exactly where she missed. It's this amazing picture, so you can just really see exactly what it will do.
Now, what is that website, Anne?
Neptune's Harvest. .com. Real simple.
Real simple. And they can find information about the various products that you and your family manufacture and find a dealer where they can purchase it?
Right. So there's descriptions of all the products. We have some new products, brand new products that just came out, tomato and veg and rose and flowering and a lawn starter and a turf formula. So you can go there and check out all the new products. And then there's a store locator feature. And if you go to that, you can put your zip code in, and all the stores near you will pop up. And we also mail order. If you don't find a local store, we do mail order it. And there's a testimonial link that you can go to and see all the pictures that people send us, which are just unbelievable. So it's really amazing.
You know, one thing that I've seen every single year at the Topsfield Fair in... Topsfield, Massachusetts, in early October, they have the Giant Pumpkin Contest. And there has been several books written on how to grow these big pumpkins. And all the books state you need to use the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer if you want to get one of these great big 1,000-pound-plus pumpkins.
Why is
that?
They're really 2,000 pounds now. Honestly, the records are 2,000 pounds now. And all the heavy hitters have been using our product for years.
It's really amazing to see a pumpkin like that. I used to go to the fair all the time when I lived in Massachusetts and still go occasionally now that I live in Maine. And I remember the first year that it broke 1,000 pounds, they have a little house made with plexiglass sides so that you can see the actual pumpkin, and they keep it air-conditioned so that it won't decay. And all of a sudden it broke the 1,000 and they went to put the pumpkin in it, and the whole table with the house on it started to break apart because it was too heavy. So now they've built a brand new one. And as you say, you're up to a pumpkin that weighs 2,000 pounds. And I'll tell you, all of these growers who are at the Topsfield Fair, they all use your Neptune's Harvest.
Yep. Yeah, they do. I think they made it too small again because it seems like they're getting so big so quick. I think they're going to be rebuilding that little house for the pumpkins again soon.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. Now, you said that you have a new seed starter fertilizer. Now, is this for the lawn when they're putting in new grass seed?
So, yeah, what happened is there's a lot of communities out there now banning phosphorus for lawn.
Right.
So we made our turf formula with no phosphorus. Instead of stabilizing the fish with phosphoric acid, we use citric acid. And it's approved for any lawn, golf course, whatever, that is in a zero phosphorus community. But the lawn starter, you can have phosphorus if it's a new lawn or lawn sufficient in phosphorus. So the lawn starter is basically so people can put phosphorus down on their lawn in these communities, and people that don't have the band can use the lawn starter right through the season. But
okay.
It's geared, it's got the fish, the seaweed, some humates, some molasses, real high in it.
Okay.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app. The sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a counterstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Ann Malloy from Neptune's Harvest. And Ann and her family have put together all kinds of products for your garden. And everything is natural and organic. And we've been talking about some of the products this morning. And I think you're the only company that sells a seed starter that's organic. So for the homeowner that wants to keep their lawn organic, you've got the product for starting a new lawn, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, it really builds the biological life of the soil, keeps things nice and green, and real deep, strong root system, so more drought tolerant, and ends up choking out the weeds, too. So a lot of benefits there.
Now, the other thing I was thinking about during the break, we're getting into the end of summer. We're going to be into fall in a few weeks, and that means that the tulips and daffodils and all of our spring flowering bulbs will be coming to your local garden center. And you were saying that by using the crab shells in your garden, it will keep some of the rodents from digging and kill a lot of the insects that are in your ground. Can you take the crab shells and when you plant your tulips, add the crab shells to the hole so that the voles and the mice don't eat your tulip bulbs?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the perfect thing to do when planting bulbs is to mix some of that crab shell in the soil as you plant. It's a huge help. It's got many benefits, but the critters not digging them up is definitely the big plus.
Yeah, because I've seen your crab shell, and it's like little flakes, about a quarter to a half an inch, and when you're handling it, it feels a little sharp. So I can imagine if you have a vole or a mouse digging, and they know that they can eat that tulip bulb or the crocus bulb. If they start digging and they cut themselves on the edge of the crab shell, they're not going to continue to dig looking for food. They're going to go elsewhere.
Right, exactly. The other thing on that same kind of animal repellent benefit is the fish fertilizer we sell is an excellent deer repellent. People buy it just because it's a good deer repellent. They don't even care if it's organic or it's fertilizer. That's just a bonus, but they'll buy it because it keeps the deer off the,
oh, wow,
the crop. So it's another benefit.
Now, can they use that during the fall and winter to spray on their plants to keep the deer off?
Yep, absolutely. Not
and,
a problem.
And the plants will get some nutrition at the same time.
Yep, and it'll store it into the root zone because the fish is systemic, which means it goes in through the leaf, down the stem, into the root zone. So it'll store it in there for spring and give you a nice boost in the spring.
Okay, wonderful. Now, if they're planting, fall is a great time for putting in new trees and shrubs. What type of a fertilizer would you recommend that they put in the hole at the time of planting?
I would definitely use a fish and seaweed blend and mud it in good, and it prevents transplant shock and gets the roots off to a nice strong fat.
And then like mums, I mean, a lot of people will plant mums and they complain that the following year they don't come in. Use the Neptune Savis Fish and Sea when you're planting your mums, and that will help them to get established quicker.
Yep, and I'd throw a little crab shell in there too if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Between the fish, the seaweed, and the crab, you're going to have mums. Believe me, you'll have the best mums you've ever had in your life.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, you know, you're telling people it's only the end of August. Soon we'll be in September. Continue to keep feeding, and the plants will respond to it. The only thing you don't want to feed are roses at this time of the year, but everything else, the more you feed it, the more they're going to produce.
Yep, and it's the best time to do your lawn. It's the fall, too, so don't forget that.
Now, would you use the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea to fertilize your lawn, or do you have a different product?
Well, you could go with the turf formula. But the fish and seaweed is awesome, too, just by itself. It's fantastic. 1 gallon does 8,000 square feet. So,
wow.
You fill your little reservoir on your little hose end sprayer, which holds the quart, and you eyeball 2,000 square feet, and you just walk backwards in a fanning motion until the container's empty.
Wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us today. And, folks, check out the website, NeptunesHarvest.com.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. attention. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A phone number, if you need some help, is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. The one thing I want you to do today, and I'm going to go right to the caller, if you have tomatoes in your garden, I want you to pinch off the tips of every branch on your tomato plants. You don't want them to get taller or bigger. You want that energy to go into the tomato to make the tomatoes bigger and to ripen quicker. So cut back all of your tomato plants. And if you've got little fruit that's the size of a marble, you have to say to yourself, is this thing going to be able to get big enough to eat? And if you don't think it is, cut below it. So that way all the energy goes to the plants that are big enough or will have enough time to mature for you, okay? So cut them back and then feed them. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Cape Cod. He's got a question about his locust trees.
Okay, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the locusts?
Hi, Paul. This is Tom. We've had locust trees growing in our yard for the last few years that have come up here and there. Last year, we cut down the last locust tree, and it seems like the problem's gotten worse. There's a heavy root system that they've developed. We pulled up a number of them, and I'd like to put in a new lot.
Okay. Now, what's happening? You mean it's the problem? It's suckering all over the lawn?
Oh, suckering all over the lawn. Yeah. There's probably a dozen. You can go away for a few days, come back, and there'll be two dozen out there. And it's worse this year than it's ever been.
Right. It's Mother Nature trying to reestablish itself. Now, is there a stump where the tree was?
We removed most of the stump and some of the root when
okay.
we cut down the last tree.
But it's still coming up all over the place.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's been doing it for years.
Okay. What I would do is you need to get a systemic weed killer. So you can't use a bottle sprayer that will spray everything because it will kill the grass. So what you want to do is to get a pump sprayer, like a 1 gallon or a 2 gallon,
yeah.
And you get a product like Clean Up or Kills All. And these are non-selective weed killers, and they kill everything that it hits. And you adjust the nozzle so that you get a fine spray. And what I've done, because I had a problem with a big willow, and the willow came down with a storm. We pulled up as much as we could, and that thing like you was sending out suckers throughout the lawn. And what we did is I took plastic. I took like a trash bag and cut a slit in the trash bag. And I would walk up to where the chute was coming out of the ground and lay the trash bag around it into that slit so that the grass was all covered. And then I sprayed the cleanup or the kills all, either one, on it. And that way I didn't get any on the turf and the grass didn't get killed. And the weed, that sucker, absorbed the product. It took it down to the root. And it took me almost 2 years to get this root system to finally die. But that's the way I did it. The other thing that you can do is continuously mow it and mow it and mow it. And I had a neighbor that had a problem, and he just got like a hand sigh. Like a golf club almost. And a couple times a week, he'd walk across the lawn, take that weed whacker, and just cut everything down to the ground. And again, it took a couple of years. But if you use a product like Clean Up or Kills All, it and put the plastic around it so that you don't spray it on the lawn, it will take care of that tree.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Yep. Anything else we can help you with?
Well, the only other quick question is regarding a poinsettia. We've got one that we put out in the yard this summer. It's doing great. And when do we bring it in and put it in the dark?
Okay. I would bring it in within the next 2 or 3 weeks. And the reason is you want to get it acclimated to your home, because right now it's getting rain, sunshine, lots of humidity. Once you bring it in the house, it's not getting the rain or the humidity that it does outside. and it will adjust to the change of the light because you've got a roof on your house. So you want to bring it in now before you turn on the heat, because once you turn on the heat, the humidity that you have in the house now will slowly get less and less and less, and your house will get dry. So you bring it in early, you let it get accustomed to the house with less light, still plenty of humidity, still watering it and feeding it. And then around October 1st is when you would start giving it short days. And depending on the size of your plant would be how to handle it. If it's a great big plant and you're afraid you're going to break branches, what I do is I'll take a black trash bag, slit one side of the trash bag, and drape it over the plant. That way you don't have to pick it up and move it every day. And you cover it around supper time. And you leave it covered until breakfast. At breakfast, you pull it off, and you let it have the normal amount of sunlight. And what you're doing is you're creating short days. And for the poinsettia to bloom, you need short days. So if you just bring it in and leave it on the windowsill, and you have lights on in your house, like you're watching the news until 11 o'clock, it will not make a flower. It won't change from green leaves and green bracts to the beautiful red and the whites and the pinks that we have today. So you have to fool the plant into thinking that the days are short. And by putting the black plastic over it, which is lightweight and it won't damage it, the plant thinks that the days are shorter. The hormones change from vegetative to flowering. And now, and you do that for about 4 to 6 weeks. And you'll notice on the tips of the branches that the bark will start to change red. And even some of the stems of the leaves will start to have that reddish color. And once you see that happening, that's a sign that you no longer have to cover it. That the hormones have changed from vegetative to flowering, and now it's beginning to get ready to produce a blossom. And you'll have beautiful color for the holidays.
Great.
Okay?
Yes, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. We have a great website. It's paulparent.com. And we have a weekly newsletter. And if you don't receive the newsletter, you should. You just go to paulparent.com, click on sign up for newsletter, and put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll get it on Thursday. There's no charge, and there's a ton of information, and I know that you'll get a lot of it. And look at the archive. And those of you that have blue spruce on your property, Be aware, there is a big, big problem, and it's a lot bigger than I thought. I've done a lot of traveling this week, and I'm seeing this fungus called needle cast on blue spruce from Maine to Rhode Island into Massachusetts and south. So read the story on how to control it in the archive under last week's newsletter. But sign up. There's no cost. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Falmouth. He's got a question about his crabgrass.
Okay, George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, this is a good friend of yours, and I have crabgrass in North Falmouth. But before I talk about crabgrass, I got to go get my quahogs for my friend Paul Parent.
Right now, George, the crabgrass is too old.
I know.
And
yeah.
Too well established.
Right.
And the only thing that you can do, and it would really be worth your time,
the slicing. Yeah.
Is to, if you've got a lawnmower with a bag.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Is lower your blade on your lawnmower, put the bag on it, and mow the grass, because the crabgrass is making seed.
Right.
And when that seed tassel, that seed head, begins to turn red, the seed are going to be falling on the ground and making it even worse for next year.
Yeah.
So when you mow with a bagger, you're cutting it off, and it's like a vacuum that sucks up all of those seed pods and prevents them from becoming a worse problem next year. Now, don't put that in your compost pile.
No.
Because it's full of crabgrass seeds.
Yeah.
And you're really going to have a problem. And then next year, and, you know, I've seen a lot of lawns this year with crabgrass. And you know what I think happened, George?
No, I don't know what's going on, Paul.
We had snow late in the year.
Oh.
And people who normally put down a crabgrass preventer, they delayed it because there was still snow.
Yeah.
And because they delayed applying it, the crabgrass had a chance to get established in the lawn. The product didn't work properly, and we ended up with a real good crop of crabgrass. So next year, use a pre-emergence, and that will take care of the crabgrass seed that you miss with your lawnmower and vacuuming it, and you won't have any crabgrass next year.
Okay.
Okay, George, you have a great week.
Can I use cleanup?
No, cleanup will kill everything.
Okay, got it.
Cleanup is a non-selective, like for poison ivy. Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast, working, and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 855-660-4261. The website paulparent.com. Lots of information. And sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandra from New Hampshire. She's got a question about crabgrass.
Sandra, good morning and welcome to the program.
You'd like to be talking about tulips and daffodils rather than some more crabgrass. But I think I have a unique situation here, well, for us anyway. We have a quarter of a mile long driveway. It's dirt and gravel. And this year, we wound up getting crabgrass in it. It's at a very short stage right now with no seeds on it. What would be the most cost-effective or best way to get rid of it, hopefully, so that it doesn't show up next year? And we're not concerned with their plants in the drive.
So this is growing in the gravel driveway?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What I would do is you want to buy a non-selective weed killer. Don't buy a crabgrass killer because it won't work. The plant is too big and it's too mature. So what you want to buy is either Clean Up, K-L-E-E-N-U-P, or Kills All, and it's K
K-I-L-L-S-A-L-L. And that will kill all of the green that you sprayed on. So it will kill clover, chickweed, all types of grasses. It will also kill poison ivy. It will kill bittersweet. And with weather like we're getting, when you get a day that's 80, you just mix this in like a pump sprayer. You walk down the driveway. You spray it, go down one side, and then come up the other. And everything that you hit on a day like today where it's going to be 80, within a week it's going to turn yellow. And that's a signal that the seed that it may be producing will not be viable next year. But you got to get it on it really quick.
Mm-hmm. And if, in fact, they're not mature plants, that they're only about 3 inches tall, what would you say to something like that?
It's, you know, the problem, Sandra, it's late.
Uh-huh.
And to try and use a regular crabgrass killer,
uh-huh,
at this time of the year, you have to give it 2 applications, and which would mean you'd have to do it now. And you would have to do it again in 2 weeks, and it just may be too late. So forget using a crabgrass killer and in areas where in your driveway, kill it with a non-selective, and that way it's going to kill it within a week.
Okay.
And you either clean up, it's either clean up, or kills all.
Do they come in concentrates?
Right.
Oh, they do come in a concentrate, because I had bought the kills all for cleanup a while back, but I didn't know it came in a concentrate, so that would be
more
cost-effective.
It's much more cost-effective, and I'll tell you, if you buy a quart of kills all or cleanup, and you buy a half a gallon or a gallon of ready mixed, you're paying for the sprayer, you're paying for the weight of the water to ship it to you, and by buying the concentrate, you can make probably 30 or 40 times more product to control weeds for the same money as buying a pre-mixed product. So for me, I buy the concentrate, I use the pump sprayer, I spray it, and everything dies, and I have a nice clean walkway or driveways or patios, and it works great, and you don't have a problem. But if you can use the weather with you, with they're calling for the Northeast to have 80s all week, now is the time to kill the crabgrass in your driveway, to kill poison ivy, bittersweet, all of these weeds. Now's the time to do it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And Daniel, thank you for your help this morning.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.